I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. military struck a target in Somalia early this morning, Somali time. The exact details are still sketchy, but Captain James Graybeal, a spokesman for the Pentagon's Central Command in Florida, confirmed the operation.
The United States Central Command conducted an attack against a known al-Qaeda target and military leader in Somalia on the 1st of May. Obviously, the United States is committed to the global war on terror and pursuit of terrorists wherever they operate.
The target was Adan Hashi Airo, leader of the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab. A spokesman for the group went on local radio in Somalia to confirm that Airo and another leader were killed in the attack.
As God wills, I'm informing the Somali public, together with all the Mujahideen, that our two brothers, who are valued among us, Sheikh Muhyiddin Muhammad Umar, and our brother, the Mujahid Adan Hashi Airo, have become martyrs. God is great.
The BBC's Adam Minot is covering the story from Kenya. And Adam, these two militants weren't the only reported casualties from the U.S. strike. What exactly happened?
We haven't got, as you indicated earlier, a complete picture, but it does look as though several other people were killed as well, at least eight, possibly as many as 15. What appears to have happened is that during the hours of darkness, a number of either bombs or missiles were fired at the residents in central Somalia, where Adan Airo and these other people were sleeping the night. It appears to have been quite a precisely targeted attack. One building was hit. It was hit, as I say, I think with four bombs or four missiles, and does indicate, I think, that there must have been some sort of spotting operation on the ground to establish that this target, which the United States has been after for a while, was actually in the residence when the house was hit.
And the U.S. Is saying Airo was an al-Qaeda man. What is the evidence for that?
Well, the United States has said that it is pursuing al-Qaeda elements in Somalia and indeed anywhere else on the planet. But in particular, they are concentrating on this East African country because they fear it has become something of a safe haven for terrorists and terrorists that they say are linked to al-Qaeda. Now, establishing verifiable links between al-Qaeda and al-Shabaab are difficult, and certainly al-Shabaab deny that they're members of the al-Qaeda leadership, but the Americans do say that there is a link and that these men that they have been targeting, and this is not the first airstrike they've carried out on Somali territory. There have been another three in the past 16 months, and that these attacks have been targeted, they say, at known al-Qaeda affiliates.
The U.S. decided earlier this year that al-Shabaab was a terrorist organization. What actually prompted that?
Well, they have been keeping a close eye on this group. It's a group that's grown in power, and it really has been concentrating its efforts in the last 16 months on trying to drive the Ethiopian forces who came into the country to support the weak transitional government and help that weak government overthrow a union of Islamic courts.
Tell us a bit more about al-Shabaab. I mean, is there any link between al-Shabaab and the Islamic courts in Somalia?
There is a link, and it used to be a very strong link, but since the Islamic courts were driven out of central and southern Somalia towards the beginning of 2007, there has been something of a split in the Islamic courts, and in a sense, although this is probably too simple an explanation of what's actually happened, because there are many, many different clan dynamics at work beneath the surface. Basically, we've had a political wing, which has based itself in neighbouring Eritrea, and more of a militant wing. That's al-Shabaab, who've remained inside Somalia and have concentrated their attacks on what they see as the invading army of Ethiopia. So there has been a split. And against this backdrop, there have been attempts, and one would be tempted to call them quite fruitful attempts, in the past few weeks and months to try to form some sort of peace agreement. Now, what the events of the past 24 hours will do to those attempts to create peace, I think, are still open to question.
The BBC's Adam Minot in Nairobi.